Father Ignatius Maternowski was born in Holyoke, Massachusetts, the United States, on March 28, 1912. Father Maternowski entered the religious order of the Franciscan Friars Conventual and professed his first vows as a friar in 1932. After pursuing further studies, he was ordained a priest by Bishop Thomas O'Leary of the Diocese of Springfield on July 3, 1938. He began his ministry as a parish priest, and then once his ability as a preacher was recognized, his superiors assigned him to preach parish missions and retreats. After the outbreak of World War II, Father Ignatius Maternowski responded to the need for service as a military chaplain. In July of 1942, he enlisted in the U.S. Army and later volunteered to become a member of the 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 82nd Airborne Division. After rigorous training with fellow troops, he attained the rank of captain, serving God and country loyally for 23 months. Deployed to Ireland and England in readiness for the battles that would reclaim the freedom of Europe, he offered one final mass for his troops and administered general absolution on the eve of the Normandy invasion. In the early morning hours of D-Day, Father Ignatius parachuted with a large number of troops into occupied territory, the hamlet of Gutaville, in the town of Picoville. It was here that an American glider had crashed nearby, and there were many casualties. Immediately, Father Ignatius began ministering to the wounded paratroopers and glider victims. And realizing that a suitable aid station would be needed, Father Ignatius calculated a risky strategy, attempting negotiations with his German counterpart in the peaceful hope of combining their wounded together in one common hospital. Walking between enemy lines unarmed, with his helmet hanging from his belt, and wearing his chaplain's insignia and a Red Cross armband, he bravely went to meet with the head Nazi medic. As he returned through the no man's zone to the American side, he was shot in the back by an enemy sniper, becoming the only US chaplain to be killed on D-Day. He was 32 years of age and in his fifth year of his priesthood. His lifeless body laid visible on the road for 3 days because the enemy refused to allow it to be retrieved. On June the 9th, American soldiers from the 90th Infantry Division recovered it and removed it for burial near Utah Beach. In 1948, his remains were returned to Holyoke for a solemn mass in Meta Dolorosa Church and interment in the Franciscan Friars Plot at Meta Dolorosa Cemetery in South Hadley. Father Ignatius Maternowski stands as the first Polish-American priest to give his life in service for his country in World War II, and is the only US chaplain to die on D-Day in the Normandy invasion. Father Ignatius Maternowski, pray for us.